Okay, good evening. So we've been talking about the five requirements. What does it mean to be a Baal Bitachon? You have to believe in five different things. So the four things we said until now are that a person has to believe in the seven conditions that the Bnei Mechayim noted as to be a, you know, what is a person who you can trust in? So you have to believe that Hashem has all those conditions. Number two, that Hashem know that Hashem watches and knows everything that we do, everything we believe, everything that we think. Number three, to know that there's nothing, there's no one else besides Hashem, to trust only in Hashem and nobody else. And number four, we mentioned that there's a requirement on our side. If we want to trust that Hashem's going to help us, take care of us, so we have a responsibility not to be rebelling against Him. We want Him to do the things we want, so we should be doing our side of the bargain too. So now he mentions the fifth. What is the fifth and final piece of the puzzle? A person wants to be a Baal Bitachon, a person who trusts in Hashem. So he says, "Akdama chamisha si shi a barulor, barulo should be clear to a person. Ki kol ha'dvarim ha'mischach Hashem u'mischachim ba'olam hazeh la'achar b'riyas olam. Anything that happens in the world, any event that takes place, anything that happens in this world after the world was created, yotzim la'po ayde shnei dvarim, can only happen because of one of two things. Number one, he says, ayde shaboyit barach gazar v'ratzah shedvarim eli tavu v'yulu nibitziyas. Number one, it happens because Hashem was gozer. Hashem decreed this thing should happen. That's number one. Okay, what's the other option? It's also Hashem. But the other option is the following. He says, the other option is that something came into the world because of multiple, you know, steps, basically. He says, there are different causations that take place for something to happen. We'll explain what he means in a second. Something that you can tell, some things you don't even know about. Sometimes it's not just one quick thing and boom, it happens. But there's multiple stages and steps that need to make something happen in the world. And either way, he says, there are things that, because Hashem allows it to happen. Basically, what he means is as follows. Sometimes something happens because Hashem just declared it. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. So Hashem declares it'll rain. Good. But sometimes something happens in the world. You know, somebody loses $10,000. So how did that happen? Well, there was a whole cascade of events that had to take place for that thing to happen. Someone made a bad trade, which led to a bad deal, which led to this thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which all happened in the end. The outcome is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the outcome to be. But it only could happen, and some of those things happened because of free will. People made choices. But in the end of the day, none of the outcomes only happen, says Bein Bechaye, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed the outcome to happen. So sometimes the question becomes, if there's bitachon, that everything happens that Hashem made it that way, so how does that allow for free will? Every person gets to make choices, right? So the answer is, there's some middle place that we don't know exactly all the different calculations, how they happen. But a person can have free choice, and they make a decision. They make a decision to do something, that's fine. At the end of the day, though, nothing will happen to me if Hashem doesn't want to allow it to happen. Right? I think the Sefer Chinuch writes, somebody writes, that when a person gets hurt by somebody else, they shouldn't be angry at that person. Why? Because at the end of the day, if you weren't supposed to get hurt, then it couldn't have happened. If, no matter how much that person wanted to and chose to hurt you, you could not get hurt if that wasn't something that Hashem had decided was going to happen to you. So it's the same thing. You can have both. It's all, again, it's somewhat beyond our understanding. What are all the different technicalities and the different details that allow something to happen or not happen? But you could think of probably a million cases in your life where you tried to do something and it didn't happen. You wanted to go to a certain place and you got a flat tire and it didn't happen. You wanted to, you chose to do X, Y, or Z and you weren't able to, right? It happens sometimes. So same thing, if a person chose to cause you damage or to cause you to do something wonderful and they weren't able, and they were able to do so, why? This Rabbi Mechai says, because Hashem allowed it to continue the cascade of events to happen that way. So number five is that if part of being a Baal Bitachon means to recognize, and this is, again, not that every Rishon agrees exactly with Rabbi Bechaya, but this is his approach, that every single thing that happens in the world, either Hashem caused it to happen directly, or it's indirect and eventually happens to me, but that thing only happens at the end because Hashem allows it to happen.